tazkiyah and tasfiyah, purification, cleanliness. When a person implements this, commonly, regularly, our thought is this, that the objective of this, the purpose of this tasfiyah and tazkiyah, purification, the reward is that that he attains from Allah, the end point, is wilaya, the status of wilayat. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that individual, Allah ta'ala makes him his friend, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the desire for everybody, that we become the friend of Allah. And alhamdulillah, for that friendship, people come forward, make effort. Nowadays, people don't even understand this point, and don't understand the path to adopt. Now, just like you are sat here, Jama'ah, alhamdulillah, with your desire, with your own, out of your own choice, free will, you've come, you've sat down. It wasn't necessary. It's your masjid, near to your home maybe. Some, you can pray your salah, recite Quran, read tasbihat, recitation, prayers, if you want to. What was it necessary to travel so far to come here? So this is a desire, a want that has sat us down, me and you, brethren. Also, our desire, the passion, and a want, a connection. Let's make friendship with Allah. We hear that there are walis of Allah. We hear all of this, don't we? But Allah Ta'ala has created a passion, a desire, and we've set forth on that path. We're trotting on that path. Why? Because definitely, alhamdulillah, all of Jannat, paradise, Allah's made for his friends, not for people who are against him, are they? There are two groups of human beings that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. One are those who are my friends, and one are those who are against me, who are not with me. So now the point is this, that friendship, and you can say people who are opposite, there's a line, a drawing line, a defining line. If you go on one side of it, then you're against Allah. And if you come on the right side of it, then you're the friend of Allah. Yeah? So what is that defining line? That is Iman. Iman is the defining line. Allah Ta'ala has stated in the Quran, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu, that every person who has iman, when he brings about iman, a woman, a man, when that person brings about iman, Allah Ta'ala says that he has become my friend. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Whoever brings about iman, who says la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah says, when he says this, then I put the stamp, he is my friend. I've given the seal of approval, he's become my friend. So Allah's karam, his mercy, that alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, when Allah Ta'ala has given us, bestowed us with the wealth of iman, so we are wali. We have attained wilayat. We possess it. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ilan nur. Subhanallah. And when people have iman, possess iman, then on top of that, Allah Ta'ala says the dhulumat that were attached to them, the dirt, the impurities, the biggest dhulam is what? Is to ascribe partners to Allah, to commit shirk. Isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala has removed this stain because we have nobody else apart from whom? Allah, in front of whom we submit. Allah is the one who brings up. He is the Malik, the owner, the giver. He gives death, he gives life, he gives health. Subhanallah. And this is what we are, our iman tells us, is that we all do these actions, alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala stated that you bought iman, but iman is a great status. You've accepted me and you've become my friend. That's why for every mu'min, alhamdulillah, it is wajib for him to attain Jannah, paradise, subhanAllah, because he's a friend of Allah. So whoever has brought about iman, Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors of paradise for that person. Because I said that he is my friend, and for the friend there's Jannah, paradise, that's it. So now, the second point is what? That wilayat, Allah's friendship. So there's a normal friendship. Okay, fine, you're my friend. One person says, yaar, you're my solid friend, true friend. Yeah? Oh, he's my close friend. Yes? So there are different levels of friendship, isn't it? For example, you say, oh, he's my friend. He's my true friend. So, oh, he's my very true friend. Oh, he's my very close friend. Jigri yaar. We say this, don't we? So these are the words of friendship, isn't it? So close to Allah, this is the same thing. That after bringing about to iman, you've become friends, Allah says. But what about a solid friend or more solid, and somebody stronger than that and stronger than that? Subhanallah. Yeah, isn't this the case? So you have normal friend or good friend or very close friend and a really close friend. So when a person has friendship with Allah, the Creator, yes, first is you say, if you're mine, you are mine, you're close. When you make friendship with somebody from being friend to close to my life, you are my everything, you go further. So when a person has love with Allah, then will you stop in these levels? And titles, no. So here what we need to see is that this jama'at that is sitting here, congregation, due to the dust on their feet, I'm also sitting here. And if they say that we don't want to just sit here and be content with this friendship, we want to go beyond that. We want to progress. Yeah, these are the words of the Quran. Otherwise it's enough, isn't it, to pray salah. No, we want to go a bit further. We want to progress. It's not full enjoyment. So look at the difference. That person, he is progressing in the friendship of the world, and Allah's mercy on me and you is that we are progressing in the friendship with Allah. Subhanallah. So some people say, that's it. Why are you doing this? You're making noise, doing dhikr and doing other actions, and you are taking the shaykh and doing tazkiyah. Just read the Quran and read salah. That's enough. Allah Ta'ala will deliver you and take you. We say, okay, fine. We're not saying that you have to do this. But that you have been satisfied that inside me there's a passion, a flame for the friendship of Allah. I want to extinguish that. How do I do that? Allah Ta'ala has made that flame alive. And so that flame takes us here, to this court, to this gathering, etc. A person is moving and traveling and wanting to get that flame to be beneficial. How can I somehow extinguish this and be content? That's why we go to the company of the Awliya Allah. We're not going there to worship a human being. We're not going there to take or give to a human being or to do shirk. Or to commit shirk. No, we just want one thing. What is that? That from here we want to get a strong bond and friendship with Allah. Subhanallah. Sometimes we go to this court, to this gathering. We change. Fluctuates. That, oh, I'm grateful, oh my beloved, that your love, I'm so grateful for your love, that you keep on making me move and find the success, the benefit. Oh, I'm grateful, love, that you have sent me into the streets, into the alleyways, etc. to seek Allah. So Allah loves this action. That you go to that masjid, you leave that masjid, you come to this masjid, you do this action. Leaving, going. Somebody, the city, town, and they come and sit down. Why? That I want to pray salah here, because I want to do the dhikr of Allah here also. Subhanallah. Who is enabling this? We should be grateful or not, shouldn't we? Why are we not grateful? Allah says, it's my choice who I love. Subhanallah. So in other words, we aren't loving Allah. Allah is loving us. Subhanallah. Not this, if this isn't Allah's love, then what else is it? Could you come here? Tell me. What was this fire that is burning, and we from the morning desire, I want to go and sit and do dhikr of Allah and communicate with Allah. What was that inside us? Nothing. Allah has started to love us. Allah's love is running after us, subhanAllah. It's pulling on us. Because there are hundreds of thousands of people walking around in the world. Many different people. Why isn't Allah selecting everyone? Because Allah's special selection. Whoever He likes, He desires and likes, He can do that. So when there's a jama'ah like this, alhamdulillah, in other words, they don't know really what to do, where am I going, what's my objective. And alhamdulillah, Allah's given us the faraid, He's given us compulsory deeds, iman, He's given the stamp of rule. You, my friends, after that, pray salah, do good, and you'll be fine. But no, we don't just be satisfied that beyond the stars, there's another existence, and beyond this level of love, there's another level. You don't just stop here. That Allah Ta'ala Rabbi has given us food and given us fruits, then will we just be content with salah? No, how can we sit with satisfaction until unless we don't get qareeb and close to Allah, our Rabb, our Lord? Subhanallah. Isn't it ever that a person comes and knocks on the door and he comes to your home and he leaves some mangoes? You said, what was this? No, somebody came. He didn't say his name. He just delivered some of this box of mangoes to you. Okay, fine, it must be somebody. And next day he comes again and he left some fruit. Who was this person? Another person came. That maybe that same person, and he left some fruit. So the third, fourth time, then you will have a desire of want. Who is this man? I want to see him at least, that he loves me so much, he's giving me this. So Allah Rabb, who is knocking on the door and feeding us, giving us bread, looks after our health. Look at this. Our Rabb, Lord, he looks after us and every single thing, gives us food, breakfast in the morning, lunch, food in the evening, gives us a wife and kids, and he's giving. So obviously there must be a love, and we should say that Allah, what is this? Who is it that is sustaining us and bringing us up? Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And those who are loyal, they say, yes, there's something here. Not that, oh, it's okay, just leave it. No, those who are loyal and grateful, that who is favoring us so much? Let me see, who is he? Our Rabb, our Lord, and we can't see him. Who is he who's favoring us so much? And despite our sins and downfalls, he's giving to us. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Subhanallah. So this is the situation, that as a person, he goes from iman to the step of wilaya. He's become a wali. Allah says, that's not the enjoyment complete. You need to go beyond that. Progress. So what is that person then? That from the station of wilaya, insan, when he works and works hard on this, makes effort from iman, he wants to progress beyond wilaya, then his status and levels of wilayat get stronger. Yes? And these are the lessons that Sufi Ikram have presented. Ghawth, Qutb, Abdal, all of these levels you hear. There's a Ghawth, Qutb, he's this. Many status and levels that have been mentioned. What are these? These are those levels that a person, he has started to progress beyond the level of iman. Subhanallah. And when he makes effort, what does he become? His level increases and increases. Before he was a person of iman, he brought about iman. That's fine, alhamdulillah. But when he, subhanallah, when he went beyond that path, progressed beyond that path, promoted himself, tazkiyah, tafsiyah, tasawwuf, when he went beyond that, then he doesn't know that as the car is moving, then the destinations increase. So when you do tasbih and start and say Allah, then your car, your transportation takes you to various destinations, high levels. Every dhikr will elevate you, Allah subhanAllah. What Allah Ta'ala has done, that every time Allah's name is recited, every time you recite Allah's name, Allah says, you are getting close to me, close to me, close to me. Subhanallah. This is that car that takes you to the destination and which elevates a person on the platform of wilayat. Like for example, somebody's come today and he says that I want to elevate and increase my levels of wilayat, friendship with Allah. Okay, fine. So he goes on a journey, for example, to London. So who will you go to? You'll get it, for example, if you want to travel to London, you'll purchase a ticket first. Why have you come? Yes, I'm buying a ticket, sit on the coach, so I can start my journey towards London. So the journey also starts like this in the same way, alhamdulillah, the journey to Allah. That we go to a person, a personality, and we purchase a ticket from him. We say we want to start the journey. Tell us the bus that we can sit on and embark on that journey and start getting close to Allah. They are the Mashaykh Ikram, the honorable, respectful Mashaykh. They say, come, this is my car, present yourself here, sit down. We're about to depart. I needed the final passenger. My car has been filled now. We're about to depart. You sit, and then the car will start to move. Alhamdulillah. So that's what a person does. And the walis of Allah, they seat that student. And their ticket, their journey, that's how it starts, the friends of Allah. Very simple, easy journey, alhamdulillah. And first and foremost, the musafir, when he comes and he says, I want to travel on the journey and get close to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala prepares for that person. First and foremost, Allah says, okay, fine. You're sitting here in the car, you're going on a new journey, you're going to the next station, next destination. Then his situation, it changes, his condition changes. Because he's going on a journey. First and foremost, what does he need to do? He needs to do tawbah. So the Shaykh, he enables the student to do tawbah, so that the dirt, impurities that are attached to him, they all can get cleaned. Alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala has mercy on that person. Soon as he takes the hand of the Shaykh and he does tawbah, it's Allah's promise in the Quran and the hadith testify, the hadith of Rasulullah have stated that when the Prophet gave bayah to the Sahaba, noble companions, not normal people, to the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, the Sahaba said, we have done bayah already with you, O Prophet. When we were on the expedition, he said, oh no, that was before. Now and do this bayah with me. This is bayah at-tawbah, repentance bayah. Subhanallah. That's a lesson for us. And the Prophet said that promise, you won't do shirk or steal or commit banditry, highway robbery, you won't do none of this. Subhanallah. Why? Because you are now embarking on the journey to elevate your spirituality. So when you go to a true shaykh, then first and foremost, what will he enable you to do? Tawbah. He will enable you to do the tawbah. Repent. Yes? This is what he will enable you to do. So first, after he'll make you do tawbah. Then after that, what will come? The ahkams of Allah's deen, he will discuss this with you. Say subhanallah. Ahkam al-sharia. No problem. Ahkam al-sharia. He'll discuss with you that my student prays salah, dog fast, alhamdulillah, give zakah. Okay? Right? After that, you will completely adopt the sharia internally, your batin, you'll look after your akhlaq, those with the rights, you'll fulfill them. These are all ahkams of sharia. Subhanallah. Yes, these are all ahkams, orders of sharia, that you have to do this, this is your situation you need to do. You'll say, inshallah, I'll do this. And with your du'as, O Shaykh, I will do this and I will make effort with your du'as that I will adopt Sharia. And then he takes the promises. Then the third action, the Shaykh, what he does with the student is that he teaches him dhikr of Allah. He prescribes to him dhikr of Allah. This is the third connection. So these are our destinations, alhamdulillah. Dhikr is not the objective. The objective is what? To follow and practice the ahkams, the orders of sharia, and to preserve our tawbah, those sins we did before, not to repeat them, to be steadfast on that. To be steadfast on that. So this is the real journey now, from amanu, from iman, you increase your levels. So if and me and you have a shaykh like this, alhamdulillah, that we get these teachings, we get tawbah, we promise to adopt sharia in our lives, and we get dhikr of Allah in our destiny, then say, alhamdulillah, we have made it, we have made it. We have succeeded and we've reached to that destination, to that teaching place properly. Now, on this nafs comes, shaitan comes, you have to control them. How do you control them? How do you do that? For this, there's a valuable point. Because there's a big deceit when a person's on the journey for wilaya. Allah's friendship, this is a small khanka. That's why we speak about tasawwuf, subhanallah. Yes, it's a Friday evening. Friday evening, here, we talk a little bit of discussion. So the real danger here for the traveler, the student in this day and age of fitan and tribulation and trials and challenges, and the biggest challenge is that to become distant from Allah. That's the biggest fitna, to become distant from Allah. So we need to save ourselves from this deception. We should and we will, and we need to pay attention, be alert. That the sign of wilayat is not kashf, visions and miracles, dreams. Kashf, karamat, istidraj, all of these things, these are not the sign of wilayah. Remember this point. And today 99% in our midst, people, they're looking out for visions, miracles. Whoever shows visions, miracles, and who has foresight and vision, he's the wali Allah. Nobody else can be wali Allah. Has to have these signs and practices. So when this fitna is spread after that, the sadiqeen, who are honest students, they start thinking as well, that I'm doing dhikr, I'm doing tawbah, I've done tawbah, why am I not achieving kashf? Why am I not experiencing kashf? Why can I not see karamat or miracles? Most definitely, I'm in deceit, I've fallen in a trap, I've not got supernatural experiences. They see that there's mushaiks with big groups and stories and supernatural events. They leave the real, genuine, sincere place. Shaitan grabs them and he delivers them to the place of dreams and miracles and visions and trances and weird things. Listen to what I'm saying with attention. The real destination is what? Here, a great darvish, I will discuss with you about a great darvish, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani, rahmatullah alayhi. What did he say with regards to this topic? He confirmed and said a beautiful statement. That person, his eyes open up wide. Because we're sailing in the same boat. I am also with you. Nafs is with everybody. Oh, this sheikh, I'm a sheikh. I'll go to the sheikh and he'll tell me what's happened before. Don't tell me, as soon as I go there, don't ask. Whatever you say, whatever in your heart, he tells you what's in your heart. This happens and magic occurs. And when he goes, he extracts the jinns and he controls this and that. And he's Superman. Who's your sheikh? Sheikh? They think, sir, I've never had this with my sheikh, with Hazrat. Hazrat, I've never seen the supernatural things, occurrences. With that sheikh, there's this happening and that's happening and fantastic things. Slowly, 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 his nafs and shaitan grab him and trap him. Beware, never think like this. Beware, never think like this. Wilayat, we want it. Wilayat is in every person, wali wala, when he brings about iman. He's progressing, he's getting better, and Allah has promised that he will elevate you, progress you, promote you. But nowhere has Allah Ta'ala promised, remember this, nowhere has Allah Ta'ala promised that when I make a person my wali and give him promotion and progression and I deliver him to the high status levels, I've never promised I'm going to give him kashf or karamat or miracles or visions or dreams or give him good news through dreams. No, that's the most dangerous thing, is the dreams in this day and age. Remember this. Dreams, there are 3-4 types of dreams. If you've seen a dream today, we think, oh, this wali come and I'm the highest status. My dhikr is really solid. Oh, this sheikh came and my dream is very true. My brothers, the definition of the dream, the interpretation of dream is very dangerous. This is from Mubasharat. Remember this. A lot of danger. Why? There are different types of dreams and visions. There are thoughts in the mind, there's shaitani dreams, there's waswasa. Then to get to the real dream, you need to have a lot of progression. Straight away we interpret the dream thing, I'm a wali Allah, I'm a friend of Allah. So you are, I'm saying this, that you've taken all of that path. I told you yesterday, isn't it? I told you yesterday. I explained, cannot be that the individual who adopts the path, the line, the route, and he is on that path and he's not progressing, cannot be, impossible. I'm telling you, there is that. What maqam that person's on, he doesn't even know himself. He doesn't even know himself. My ghawth or kutab abdal, and I say this again in this gathering, I'm saying it again in this gathering, it's not easy, my brothers. It's not easy that you're following the path, you're giving your time and sacrifice for dhikr of Allah, because in this day and age, it's impossible to do that. The sahaba, noble companions, used to be surprised when they used to hear. That's why Allah Ta'ala has given a discount. The Holy Prophet has given us a discount. The noble companions were told that deen 100% you need to practice, then you will succeed. But the generations to come, even if they 10% implement the deen, then they will be successful. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. That's the massive discount we've got. And you're doing 100%, say subhanallah, subhanallah. So think for a moment. Can somebody imagine to go backwards after that? Can we go back from the path? Allahu Akbar, I say, I don't know what maqams and status. Allah Ta'ala is, we are the 10% generation. That's enough for us. Pray salah, fard, jama, the rest, don't need to go after that. This sunnah muakkada, this and that, fard, wajib, pray, go home, straight. Nowadays people do this, don't they? They practice on this level. We've seen that. Prayed fard, and then they go back straight away. Don't need to do this. This is not necessary. Isha, 4 fard, 2 sunnah, 3 witr, end of story. That's it. Pray in the morning, just 2. That's it. No. So this is the 10% discount that we have to do today. And this generation, day and age, that this qawm, Allah is far from the Prophet ﷺ. So Allah said that Allah says, my Prophet has promised them that they will get 100% reward for the 10% effort. So if you think for a moment that if you get the discount to 10% the amount in this day and age, and they're implementing 100% of the deen, subhanallah. Their appearances are the same, the labas, their attire, the caution from the sins and dhikr is in their veins. They don't just do it, it's ingrained in their veins. It's become the fitrat. The nature, recitation of the Quran is lazim on them, a must for them. And they have the total formula and desire to save themselves from the sins. They'll tell me, will Allah Ta'ala, how much He will elevate their maqams, their levels, my brothers? Allah Ta'ala has put us into the cart with His blessings and His fadl and His grace. Every person, every teacher gives good news to his students. These are my good news and tidings to you from with the fadl of Allah, with the grace of Allah. I'm giving you good news, inshallah, on the day of judgment after dying. We will be together And I have total hope with Allah that I repeat that statement that my Hazrat Sahib said, that we all, inshallah, due to Hazrat, we will be standing below the standard of Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi rahmatullahi. Subhanallah. This is our yaqeen and statement of our Hazrat Sahib that I'm sharing with you. Great wali of Allah. Great wali of Allah. So time's not being wasted, is it? Your time. You've come from far. So this is happening. It's happened. Very high status action you're doing with the fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah. I tell you. So for us, kashf and karamat, we don't need to have proof via kashf and visions and miracles and dreams. Don't think, why I don't feel kashf? Why I'm not seeing the dream? Why karamat not coming? We haven't got a need for none of this. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want this. That I give kashf to someone or karamat. Was this not the objective? This nafs. Desires. What link does this have with Allah Ta'ala's friendship? Tell me. Yes? The kashf and karamat. What link does this have with Allah's friendship? This is a different topic. Visions, miracles, dreams. Why do these occur? Different topic. But that's not a precondition. A person, he has lots of visions and dreams, and another wali of Allah doesn't have any of these. Who's better? Greater? What did the wali say? Is he greater? He's greater who doesn't have kashf. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And there's a friend of Allah, he doesn't like, the friends of Allah don't want these things. I speak to you about my Hazrat Ghawf, Qutb of his time, Qutb al-Irshad. Every action of his was karamat and kashf with the grace of Allah. Miracles, I spent my life with him in his company, alhamdulillah. Great maqamat, great places, I spent nights with my Shaykh, Allah's karam, mercy, fadl. Great, great bounty and ni'mah Allah gave to me that I spent time with a great personality during nights and in great places, great, great lofty places on my own, just with my Shaykh. And never did I demand anything, never did Hazrat Sahib show me any karamat or miracle. Subhanallah. And the status of yaqeen certitude, my Shaykh, even today that you cannot imagine, is still the same. Just a couple of days ago, rather a week ago, 3 or 4 days ago, that such a great waswasa, whisper. I'm telling you about the day and age of fitna. Sometimes a person reads Quran and people get lost. And sometimes a person reads kitabs and he gets lost or confused. Shayateen and nafs, they start to attack and distress. So a person goes a little bit confused. I used to hear, but amlan, I've seen practically now, I'm sharing with you how great favors of the wali wala, that when I was in that condition and I was sweating and I was a bit shaking, and it was the night time, and it was bad time, difficult time. What's the waswasa, whispering, and negative whispering, and when I was sort of surrounded by this sort of condition, this is a path of tasawwuf, it happens. So when I can see any solution, I was trying to take assistance from this tafsir of Quran to get the answer, or this story of this tafsir of Mazari, or this tafsir or this commentary. All the kitabs I was looking at and going to different Quran versions. Then when I went, I said, why don't I take the maktubat of my Hazrat Sahib? Subhanallah. So I went straight away. And as soon as I opened the letters of Hazrat Sahib that he wrote to me and opened them, Allahu Akbar, one statement I read, my whole body cooled down with the fadl of Allah. Great, great status. Bari Hazrat Sahib. So, brothers, kashf is nothing, miracles are nothing, karamat are nothing. This is not the link with Allah's friendship, Allah's link and connection. Totally not, totally not. Never think about these, never demand these, never desire these, never even imagine. If you're thinking, then say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, I'm going away from my objective. I want Allah, I don't want kashf. I don't need these things, I have no need for these. This is not dalil for me. And this doesn't happen with the walis of Allah. And you've never seen this. Despite this, the other walis of Allah who I spent time with, company with, as Arif Billah, Dr. Abdul Hayy, rahmatullahi alayhi, what simplicity, humbleness, if you hear about his life from people. I don't know that many events compared to others. And no kashf, no karamat, no miracles. The higher a person is, the more Allah Ta'ala elevates a person in his status. Remember this, the sign of that is that he doesn't have kashf, subhanallah. He doesn't have kashf. So what happens then? What does he have? Allahu Akbar. Very beautiful sign. Has a Mujaddad al-Thani, they mention a sign of the wali Allah, of the differentiation between the genuine and the fake person who's a wali. Today's day and age, people say, take this, go to him. And everybody goes through this experience. It comes to me, it comes to other people. Because a person doesn't realize. He thinks, where's he gone? But who saves a person? Allah saves a person, puts him on the right path. If inside his yaqeen is correct, if his demand is correct, then Allah Ta'ala saves him from the thieves. Subhanallah. So it's lazim, this path I've told you, for every Muslim to adopt this path is lazim, alhamdulillah, to seek this path. And a person who has courage, determination, he adopts that path with the fadl of Allah. So now the waswasa that runs through a person, as I said to you, that I've come to the right path, or am I in the wrong place, I'm in the correct place, or am I stuck now, or will this happen, or will that happen, will I get, am I deviated from the wrong? So I'm telling you the thought of a great shaykh, because a person who's on the wrong path, he'll run after kashf and look for miracles and experiences, he'll get no benefit. So this path, very simple method, as a Mujaddad al-Aftani Ramtullah has explained to us, that look, the honest person's company and his the effect of his company, if a person comes and says, there's no kashf here, no miracles here, karamate, 5 years, 10 years, 3 years, I can't see anything, I don't know, my dua's accepted, my hal, I don't feel good, straightforward, I don't feel any benefit. What's this? Person says, am I right or wrong on the right path? Then listen clearly. As a Mujaddad al-Aftani rahmatullahi stated, that if you go to a sheikh, a teacher, and you realize, you'll see who is true and false. And after going to the sheikh, you sit in his company, and you sit in the company of that sheikh, after sitting in his company, Hazrat states that if, subhanallah, if your desire for Allah increases, your efforts towards Allah increase, and your efforts and desire for dunya decreases, then consider you are totally on the right path, in the right company, with the right sheikh. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yeah? And this is the biggest opposition of shaitan. So if you know you got this feeling, then you're on the path of promotion, progression, Allah will continue to elevate your status. So these are the signs of Allah's friendship. If you've arrived to the company of a sheikh and your desire for Allah's nearness is there, your efforts to get close to Allah have increased, and Allah's tawajjuh has increased, and you have desire in your heart, a want in your heart, positivity, those things Allah Ta'ala has stated, you start to travel towards them and adopt them and embrace them, and you don't worry about anything else. And for example, your du'as have been accepted or not, whether your objective has been attained or not, the things of the world you're getting or not. But the love of the dunya and Allah's love, there's a differentiation there, a barrier. And if after going to the gathering of the wali of Allah, his company, and if Allah's desire increases in your heart, the journey to Allah increases, your want of Allah increases, if you see 1% difference, then alhamdulillah, guaranteed that you have arrived to the totally correct company of that sheikh. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And the other point is this, that apart from everything else, the biggest factor is that if he's on the opposite end of that, his desire for Allah decreases, his interest of Allah decreases, slowly maybe, not suddenly, but the difference slowly, progressively increases, and the difference in his life that this is wrong, he's going towards that. Oh, he says, oh, it's a waste of time, I don't want to go to the sheikh's company, I'm not getting a benefit, and we're not even stopping. But inside that feeling, when you're doing those actions that give you good and benefit, and if you're distancing yourself from that and going towards the dunya, you're doing those actions, and whilst you're doing that, the thoughts are coming in your heart. So, but if you oppose that and go towards Allah, if you're doing the good things and you're opposing the negatives, then alhamdulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you don't have this, if you have arrived to the company of a person, the sohbat, the company has taken effect on your heart. This is the sign, you will dislike the bad things. So when you hear these things or see these things and negativity, after which the whole dunya is running after karamat and miracles, Pilsab did this, Sheikh did this, he's like this. No, 1,000s of people run after these desires. But why did you dislike this? Despite the fact that you are less in number, quantity, subhanAllah, this is the sign of haq, truth and falsehood differentiation, subhanAllah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Practically I'm telling you. So this is the point. How can this be? A teacher advises wrong to do wrong, speak against someone. So as a Mujaddad, I said that when you go to his company, the sheikh, and you feel this and it's generating them, beware. Beware, never leave that company. Then there'll be wasawis, shayateen, whispering you, influencing you to try to take away you away from there. That's why kashf and karamat is not accepted in Allah's court. Doesn't matter how much you are seeing dreams, hallucinations. You go to a sheikh, you start seeing dreams, ziyara, this and that. And when I sit with my sheikh, I didn't get anything. And here I'm getting dreams and visions and Vidishek, beware. Remember one thing. That where do you attain Allah and where do you leave the dunya? That's where you need to go. Where you are leaving the dunya, you are attaining Allah. That's the greatest shaykh and his gathering and his company is the best, and stick to that. So my brothers, this is a very important teaching. This is the generation of challenges and tests and fitna. Allah Ta'ala, when He brings somebody towards the deen and he adopts the deen, then he should be very cautious and careful about these fitna. It's a great lesson that's been given. The kashf and karamat is a very big weak point. That person, he falls into deception, never goes towards this, never pay attention to this. Those ma'mulat, the shaykh, he's prescribed to you a formula, and follow that formula is given to you, and understand that, yes, I am traveling towards Allah's nearness. If you're weak, a person can be weak. It's not that you're always strong, and no, there is weakness. A person can be weak, ups and downs, but whatever the shaykh has prescribed to you, regularly do that. Try to practice sharia to save yourself from the sins. Take all of the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, and company of the shaykh. Consider it as a massive treasure. The rest, that's it. There's nothing else to it. That's all we need. Alhamdulillah. Remember this. And there are two types of sheikhs. Remember this. Two types of sheikh. Look, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah. For example, I'm saying to you that your maqam, nobody knows your status. There's another point I'd like to tell you in passing. That we accept the Quran has said that Allah Ta'ala, He has friends. Nobody can reject this, can they? Because Allah said this in the Quran, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is near to those who have faith. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ilan nur walladhina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut. Allah says, so what's the difference between a person who has iman? Allah has kept him as a friend. He's become a wali. Takes him out of darkness to joy. And those who don't listen to Allah? Yes, those who are, whereas, near are those who are bent on denying the truth are the powers of evil. So alhamdulillah, we are the people of Iman. We have got wilayat. We are on that path. So now the question arises that how do I know if I'm a wali or not? We don't need to know this. Why? Because we have become wali for this reason. Remember this. Wilayat, we've attained. We want to become wali, friend of Allah, for this reason. Only and only for the reason to attain Allah, to attain Allah, no other objective, only and only for attaining Allah. That's it, to increase our friendship with Allah, the maqams we're getting, whatever Allah Ta'ala gives, our objective is what? One, Allah. That's it. And on the other side, the opposite end, is that a wali Allah, we see friends of Allah, they are honest, truthful, and the people in the world recognize them. They're mentioned in the kitabs, the books, we read about them, speak about them. We say that these are the waliyas, the wali Allahs, true waliyas, they're the friends of Allah. Apart from that, there cannot be no other wali Allah. Remember this point now. We only accept those people who are mentioned in the books, whose names are famous, who are famous in their generation, who the people of the world accepted, or they elevated the state. We say, they're the walis of Allah, nobody else. No, let me tell you. No, this is not the case. Wali Allah, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, there are two categories of the friends of Allah. Two categories, two groupings. One, the walis of Allah are those who have the highest stage of walayat, high stage of walayat. But Allah Ta'ala hasn't presented them, Allah Ta'ala hasn't made them apparent, and there's no necessary. They live their life, they get their destination, their heights and their status, and they depart the world. And the other awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, the other grouping, category, are those who Allah Ta'ala reveals, He selected them for this work, that I am giving you walayat, my friendship, walayat, but I also want you to do some work of the deen. Subhanallah. Who is enabling this? Allah. This is His selection, not mine and yours. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes? Very important point I'm telling you here. Very important point. One of those, awliya Allah. Yes, so those, He's a Qutb and He's Qutb Azza. He's a Ghawth and He's a Ghawth. He's Abdal and He's Abdal. He is Muttaqi in the same way. Both status are same. Well, Allah Ta'ala has said, just like these two are sitting in front of me, alhamdulillah, they're the same. If I say to them, go and get me a glass of water. Please bring me a glass of water. Yeah, they would bring the glass of water and they sat in the same space, but they're the same. And they came, brought glass of water with given to me, and they've sat in the same place. Do you understand? So in the same way, the awliya Allah, they are the same, equal, on the same level. But on top of that, one wali Allah Ta'ala selected that you need to do another action and work, that go to my makhluk creation and do some work and make some effort. Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? So what do me and you say? That every man has a desire that maybe I'll become a wali Allah, I'll be a waliya at that time when I go and do these actions, do dhikr, host dhikr, give talim to people, call people to dhikr and spread the deen. This never occurs. This never occurs. This is not the way. There are two types of human beings who do the work of the deen in this day and age, in this generation. Let me explain something to you. One is the person who Allah Ta'ala selects him as a wali Allah. Allah selects muntakib ilahi. Selection of who? Allah selection. And those other people who are the selection of their nafs, their desires has made them a wali Allah. They've become walis themselves, khalifas, and they elevate themselves and they say, I'm this and that. And there are different categories of this as well. There's another thing I'd tell you, that there are people who want khilafat to be deputies, but Allah Ta'ala says that only that person can do the work of the deen, the wali of Allah, who Allah Ta'ala himself has selected for that task, for that work. Yes, you cannot run the business by force. This name, who have you seen? Sheikh, Sheikh, Sheikh. We heard his name, isn't it? Sheikh, Sheikh, Sheikh. And he hasn't just attained this. I'm Sheikh of this, I'm Sheikh of that. He's a Khalifa, this and that. Fine, totally fine. You have Khilafat, this, but the connection of being a deputy, for example, you sat here and I go to a place, person, I take his hand, I say, okay, fine, Alhamdulillah. That is the honorary Khilafat. That's not that you have attained that level that you can earn dunya via the deen and run this silsila. This can never occur. Never occur. This cannot occur. This is the selection of who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects for this work, this effort. So if a person thinks, you should never consider that who are we? We are walis of Allah, and we need to increase and strengthen that friendship, and our levels are increasing. This doesn't mean that if I don't go somewhere and host dhikr, or if I don't do work of dhikr, then until that time I can't be wali of Allah. No, totally not. Never think like this. Don't go towards that direction of thinking, thought process. This is not our objective or task. We need Jannah. We want Allah's love and qurb. So this is nafs that is making us desire this, not our desire. This is the selection of Allah only. Yes, only that person can do this, who Allah Ta'ala selected that go and do this work. What will be his job? Look at the difference. The person who follows his desires and starts to do effort on the deen and calling people, people will come to him. Because the day and age of fitna. But the difference between the two is the person who is selected by Allah and making effort on the deen, who Allah Ta'ala selected, then khalis, pure sharia and Quran work of the deen will result from that company. Khalis, pure, and cannot be that any other action or work or effort emanates from there. And totally that silsila will increase and strengthen and drive forward the work of Allah. If Allah Ta'ala wants, because it's increasing with Allah's permission, and it will get strengthening and approval. And it will continue until that time. Remember this as well. The wali, his task and work will continue in that time. Let me tell you a restriction here as well. That wali of Allah, his work, Allah Ta'ala selected that wali and gave him a task, responsibility, and his work is progressing. It will continue until that time, as long as he implements the principles that his sheikh prescribed to him. Subhanallah. When he breaks that rope, then immediately his work will cool down as well. Remember this, I remember a word of Hazrat Sahib. Hazrat Sahib, when he ordered, gave me instruction, I'm not Khalifa, nothing. And Hazrat instructed me to go to this destination and do the work of the deen. So, a wali Allah, he knows what he's giving. In other words, if you say to a man, he has no resources, no tools, nothing, you tell him, go and have a fight with this person. You say, have a fight with this person, I have no training, I don't know how to do that, I haven't got a jacket on, I haven't got a tool. What will the hell be of that person? So, in the same way, Allah Ta'ala, his wali is saying to someone, stand, go and do the work of the deen. But he's got no resources, experience. What we realize that behind that approval, there's a great force. Behind that approval and instruction, there's a great force. How can that person be selected? There's a great force. We speak about karamat. Can there be a greater karamat than this that a sheikh, Hazrat Sahib, is giving? We're sat here doing dhikr of Allah, and Hazrat Sahib approved this decades ago. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Karamat is karamat. We say karamat, miracle. This is automatically a karamat that we're seeing here. Subhanallah. So one word that he said, great, fantastic. So I'm telling you now the condition that when Allah Ta'ala selects the Shaykh, then Allah Ta'ala has put a condition that if a person slips, then he's lost out. As the Sahib said, go do the work of the deen. It's stated in the letter, but be careful of one thing. That if you, here is the statement of Hazrat Sahib, that he gave that function of looking after the whole sister, otherwise Hazrat Sahib's mission would fail. That if you are greedy of the dunya, for the dunya, say subhanallah. If you are greedy for the dunya, then this work immediately will conclude at that time. That's the condition that was put on. So when this fakir, subhanallah, Allah, may Allah Ta'ala protect until death. And this is all the dua of Hazrat Sahib, that if I get stuck in dunya, and there's dunya and dunya and dunya, there are all forms of dunya, all types of dunya, remember this. Dunya isn't just money, yeah, ajeeb, weird things, dunya, the attraction is the attraction of the dunya. What? You have to have the trust, a person is entrusted, so you trust me, that's why you come to me, isn't it? And if your trust breaks, then what will be your hal, your condition? Yes, a person, he is totally gone, the connection's gone. Remember this. So on this, shaitan and nafs, he gives dawah that where the Kamil Shaykh, if he's not got your approval, you cannot be saved. So today our peer sahabs who have spoiled this line is due to the dunya, because we measure the success with dunya. I've seen he was doing this and this happened. He did this and I did, saw him do this and I said this and he did this action. Isn't this the case, my brothers? And we see people run to them. He's greedy, he's this, he's earning dunya, he's doing this. And he's got a great status, he's arrived, he's reached, he runs after money, he does this, he asks for this much money. These are the stories, aren't they? People run away from such individuals. Isn't this the case? Yes. Subhanallah. So the Wali Wala said straight away, the first sign that this cannot happen with you. You cannot do this. The mission you've been given, selection, you've been selected for this work. One thing you need to do, hungry, no clothes, no money, whatever, you got nothing. But the hukum was what? That earn with your hands, subhanallah. Don't ask from people, earn with your hands in your life, all life long. Give to people, don't take from them, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat's karam, that mudaris are running, everything's happening, four khanqas, and today, until today, this fakir has never taken the account from any khanqa. Why? Hazrat Sahib hukam, beware, dunya is a dangerous place. And the day you go towards that, then you'll finish. And such a person then is expelled from a high maqam, like the hairs that are floating in the wind. And when you blow the wind onto the hair, how it tosses away and flies away, suddenly a person loses deen. Because Hazrat Sahib's mission, according to that, we didn't follow that, a person loses out. End of story. Dhikr, everything is left behind. So this is a very important point that I presented in your service, that never have this desire that when we start doing dhikr, enabling dhikr, get khalafat when people come. No. If you get this opportunity, then don't even pay attention towards that. Don't even imagine or think about going towards that thing. Our function is not this. We need to travel towards Allah. That said, as long as Allah Ta'ala doesn't select himself and give hukam, when the hukam comes, it's not like this. Remember this point, and that if your desires are not being fulfilled, that the desire, then when it's fulfilled in a wrong way, then the sheikh, for example, he calls, I think you should do this, that you go to another city and start the work of dhikr. Is there anybody who has courage, determination, if you get this order, tell me, oh, I have to do this, how will I do this? Will anybody be able to do this? Allah Ta'ala is Khabir and Basir, he knows the people. Subhanallah. This ajiz, when he was given the hukam, this humble servant, then what happened? That I'm nothing, that all my degrees finished, money finished, shop finished, mal finished, home finished, nothing finished. Back to zero. And the hukam, the order was, beware. Don't consume haram, don't run after haram, don't do this or that, all lifelong tax, etc. All I've known was the fear, if I do this, then I'm finished. If I do wrong, until night, tawbah, istighfar, asking Allah, save me. This is a great work you've given, and this is the work of the prophets, subhanAllah. This is called tabligh. Yes, I can show you the letter of Hazrat Sahib. Yes, I'm speaking about pious Wali Allah Hazrat Qurami Qadr, respectful, honorable Hazrat Sahib, that this is the glory, the status of the Wali of Allah, that this work doesn't stop. This silsila, how has it spread? But when you start to earn dunya, run after the dunya, that's when a person fails and he ends. The greed makes a person finished. So this is the very open sign that's been told, that when you go to the company of a wali Allah and you won't talk about money there or fame there or shops there or donations, nothing. Tawakkal Allah, tawakkal Allah, that's it. Hazrat Masjid, I want to make, ask Umali, you'll do it. Hazrat Khan ka, do dua to Allah, it will become, it will come. This will happen, do dua to Allah, this will happen. Whatever your needs, do dua to Allah. But, one focus and attention, what? That you are running towards your destination, keep on remembering Allah. And fear death and always remember that Allah's nearness will be attained, that's it. So this is, brothers, tasawwuf, a small sketch of tasawwuf that I've shared with you, alhamdulillah. So as dunya continues, fitnas will increase, dunya will increase, fitnas will increase, but the wali Allah is he. He is the real Khalifa, he is the real Khilafat deputization that is selected by Rabb Allah. And he'll do that one task, that he will do the work of the deen of Sharia and Sunnah. No other function, whatever mission he's been given, that's it. He'll go towards that. And that's when the colors will result, the positives will result. When Allah gives the work of the deen, then the work of the deen increases and strengthens with the fadl of Allah. As long as he continues, implements the principles of his sheikh, he will success, he'll have success and he will prosper. Do dua, we're all in the same boat. Alhamdulillah, Allah may make us successful and save us from the greed of the world. And whatever's in our destiny, the hisab, we should have one desire. What is that? Allah. Not that I have this and that. If we have these thoughts negative, then nafs is overwhelming us and we have no link with this. And he's got this many khalifas, he's got that many deputies, and his khalifa is doing this. All of this, no need to worry about. I've told you that what point are we all on? Allah selects who he wants to do the work of the deen. That's separate, unique. That's separate. Remember this. You can't force that. Remember this. One peer has one khalifa, that's enough with the fadl of Allah. With the fadl of Allah. Allah Ta'ala takes a lot of the work of deen from him that he wants, and we have no need for anything else. We have just one function. One task, that when we depart this world, we depart with the Sharia, with Allah's Radha, and we depart from this world, that's it. That's our objective. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah. So focus on this, do amal on this, practice on this, and all the good news that we've been told. Allah has given us this maqam that we need. Allah has given this to us, bestowed this to us. Alhamdulillah. Has kept us khalis and pure. And if the contamination comes here, this should happen and that should happen, we should do this and that. All of this are wasawis that will destroy us. We have no need for this. We have no need to do tabligh, do this or that, do this. No. We have one task, that Allah, thumma alhamdulillah, the objective that Allah Ta'ala sent us to his sheikh, we attain that objective. That's it. Yes, okay, Allah's hukam order comes, you have to do more. Then it's not this that you sit and do dhikr, do in masjid dhikr, etc. It's all nafs, desires, all nafs, points of nafs. When the hukum comes, order comes, it comes in a way. Don't even realize from which country Allah Ta'ala is sending you to where. Pick up the bedding and where you have to go then. Remember this. If it's stated, told, sit up, stand up from here, Allah has given hukum ordered that you need to go to another locality, town, and enable the dhikr of Allah. That's it. That's the hukum that's come. End of story. Then what will happen? Pack your goods and belongings and do the work. And he goes. And they don't see there, do I know somebody here? And how many marids of my sheikh are here, will go there? Will somebody receive me or not? No. Go then, introduce yourself to that locality. SubhanAllah. Go and sit down in the masjid. After sitting in the masjid, and then, no need to look around and ask people and open that mat that was opened up for you. And what was that? Allah. That's it. Leave the rest to Allah. And the work of the deen will start. So Allah Ta'ala, that's what maqsad, the objective he's given. May he make us steadfast and adhere to this. May Allah keep us with him, with his choice and preference. And may Allah Ta'ala, may our death be, so we're close to Allah. When we depart this world, may we depart this world with Allah's rida and His pleasure. Ameen. Okay, come on, let's do a bit of dhikr. Recite Durood Sharif.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وآل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمرنا كل ذلك عندنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان. وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا. اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم منهم والأموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.